This is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Ed. You're about to hear a portion of an interview with James K.A. Smith, author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this clip, Jamie Smith speaks about the way certain institutions like the mall or the university or social media can powerfully shape human beings. He calls them secular liturgies. Here's Jamie Smith.
I think some of the predominant love shapers, as you put it, I call them secular liturgies. These are sort of the competitors for our heart, the competitors for our affections. And in Desiring the Kingdom, I talk about the mall as one site of that, insofar as it is sort of an encapsulation of an entire consumerist gospel. But that gospel is carried in the practices of a consumerist ethos and environment. So to be immersed in the world of the mall is to be inserted into this tactile, kinetic ethos and environment that is communicating all kinds of concrete visions of what human flourishing looks like. And it turns out human flourishing looks like having sort of the right J. Crew clothes and the right new electronic gadgets that accessorize that. What's really germane here is that that's promised to be happiness. That's what we're made for. And I think it's a gospel with diminishing returns, which is why it turns into this incessant search, and the disquieted heart of Augustine can be seen all over that. So I think consumerism is carried in so many of the practices of our culture, and it's not something that we're ever convinced of intellectually. It's something that we absorb at this more effective level. Another one, though, I think that we should consider is the university itself. I think the university is a very powerful secular liturgy. And I think actually one of the best diagnoses of that is Tom Wolfe's novel, harrowing novel, I Am Charlotte Simmons, which sort of documents the life of, D1, Duke-like, UNC-like university. And what's interesting for those of us who are educators is, I mean, when we think of the university, we think research, library, classroom. It turns out that's not what students think of when they think of going to university. And in fact, the most powerful liturgies of the university are not academic. They're frat houses. They are athletic events. They are dormitories. They are tailgate parties. There's all kinds of implicit but nonetheless powerful communications of sort of what the world is for in those practices. And so when I analyze the university, what I'm interested in is all the extracurricular liturgies that so captivate an imagination. And in Wolfe's novel, as you may know, I mean, it really documents the decline of this aspiring, wonderfully intellectual aspiring girl, Charlotte Simmons, who within a year has been hooked by these secular liturgies, which operate on her body, right? So she comes in sort of over-evaluating the significance of her intellect and not realizing how important the body is at the university. I think that's a very... none of this, by the way, is meant to be sort of anti-university. It's just to sort of open our eyes up to the formative power of those spaces. I think there are all kinds of analyses. I do think there's something about social media that is primed to sort of shape our orientation to the world. For some people, the culture of the gym, the health club, is a deeply formative ritual that actually is, it's not a ritual just because they do it every day, it's actually changing what they think it is to be human, what they think happiness is. So I think this gives us a new lens to think about the challenges and competition of education.
James K.A. Smith on Secular Liturgies. Additional audio clips of this interview with Jamie Smith can be found on InsideClassicalEd.com.